Javon Art McPherson, what do you think about being out here with the LT Golf Invitational?
Well, first of all, it's for a good cause. We're helping families out and get the NFL involved. And also, I get a chance to hang out with some of my brethren, guys that I went to war with out on the field. So it's always a good reunion.
How would you, like you talk about it, like being at war out on the field. Guys were, and you were one of the big-time warriors. How have you translated from the football side? Mm-hmm. You're still in phenomenal shape, so you still are very active with your physique. But what are you doing business-wise? What are you doing?
Business-wise, I have a few ventures coming up. I have a cousin who's he's in the health science. And so we got the last name cursed. We have the genetics. So we're going to end up doing some type of training facility where we're going to offer everything from workouts to group training and nutrition.
So people can look like you, look as good as you.
Correct. And I'm in this Sunshine State, so I dibble and dabble with a little bit of real estate here and there.
It's been crazy in Florida.
It is.
Because I'm in Florida, too. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that has been wild, we're an influence state.
Yes.
So we've had everybody coming from a lot of other states.
Yes.
Moving into our area.
Cash offers out of this world, but anyways.
Where are you guys at?
I have my homes down in Fort Myers, down where I'm from, Southwest Florida. So between Lehigh, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, places over there.
So what would you say, how did you, at such a young age, how did you transition and how did you make it in the NFL? When I have a guy who works for me, his name is Luke, and I said, you know, what was it like going from high school ball to college, you know, because he played at college. And he went, I went from the best kid on the field to average. Mm-hmm. How did you go from the best kid on the field to still be the best kid on the field, to still be, how were you able to do that?
I would say a lot of my work ethics, whatever I mean. I'm not going to say it's all me, but I always have a pretty good supporting cast. But outside of that, just my work ethics period or whatever. I know, like, you're only going to get success out of something if you put something into it. So just waking up and just thinking something's going to happen is not going to work for you. So I try to attack each day now as a blessing. And if I have a blessing, then I got to do my part.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So that's like right now, I still hit the gym. I don't work out as hard as people think I do, but it does look like I do.
Like you work out really hard.
It looks like I work pretty hard in the gym. But no, I just do a little maintenance work. But now when I go to the gym now, It's not for the look, even though I do live in the Sunshine State, and it is, you know, cool to be ready for pool parties and beach parties, you know, pop out and stuff. But outside of that right there, it's just good, like, to go in and just try to make myself better every day. And, like, now when I hit the gym now, it's not even for the physical part of it, it's for the mental parts of it.
Just being disciplined, just keep the training, keep the body, the physique.
Yeah.
Well, you look amazing. It goes. Thank you look you like you much. Could be on the field right now.
It's a look, though. I've mastered the look.
Well, Javon, thank you. Appreciate you being on the Art of Money Radio.
Yes.